Swiss bank Bankestado adds regulated crypto trading via Signum. Bankestado, the state-owned cantonal bank of Ticino in southern Switzerland, has started offering regulated cryptocurrency trading inside its banking app, letting customers buy, sell, and hold Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, and Solana. The bank is providing the service through Signum, a Swiss-regulated digital asset bank, according to a July 23, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The move is notable less for the assets on offer than for who is offering them. Bankestado is not a fintech chasing retail deposits. It is a public institution owned by the Canton of Ticino, with a state guarantee on customer deposits. When a bank of that profile puts crypto buying and selling into the same app people use for their salary and mortgage, the signal is that digital assets have crossed from a specialist product into standard retail banking in Switzerland. A custody partner doing the heavy lifting. The structure here follows a pattern that has become common among European banks entering crypto. Bankestado is not building trading infrastructure or holding private keys itself. It is routing the service through Signum, which holds a Swiss banking license and a securities dealer license and already runs custody and brokerage for other banks. The customer sees a Bankestado interface. Signum handles the execution and safekeeping in the background. That division of labor matters for anyone weighing the trade. It means the counterparty risk sits with a regulated Swiss custodian rather than an offshore exchange, which is a meaningful upgrade over the FTX-style venues that collapsed in 2022. It also means customers hold an IOU against the bank and its custody partner rather than the coins themselves. This is custodial crypto. If you want to move Litecoin to a hardware wallet or spend directly from keys you control, a bank app is not the tool for that. A self-custody setup is. Switzerland keeps pulling banks into digital assets. Bankestado is the latest in a steady line of Swiss and European institutions turning on crypto access. Earlier the same week, another Swiss lender wired up regulated trading through Signum, and the broader trend has run for years. Switzerland's clear licensing regime under FINMA has made it one of the few places where a conservative bank can add crypto without regulatory guesswork. The country's banking sector has treated digital assets as a licensable business line rather than a threat. The four assets Bankestado chose are telling. Bitcoin and Ether are the obvious anchors. Adding Litecoin and Solana rounds out a short list of large, liquid, long-lived networks rather than a broad menu of speculative tokens. That restraint fits a state-owned bank. Enough to satisfy customer demand, not so much as to invite the volatility and listing risk of a full exchange. Trading access is not spending access. For crypto users, it is worth separating two things a bank can offer. Bankestado is enabling trading and holding, which lets a customer convert francs to Bitcoin and back inside the app. It is not, based on the announcement, a card or a payment rail that lets you spend those assets at a merchant. Those remain separate products. That gap is where dedicated crypto cards still do work. A bank trading feature does not. A trading app lets you accumulate. A card lets you pay a coffee shop from a crypto or stablecoin balance and settle in fiat at the point of sale. Swiss residents who want both typically pair a regulated on-ramp like this with a card provider that supports spending. The two solve different problems. There is also a cost angle that bank marketing rarely spells out. Buying crypto through a bank app usually carries a spread baked into the quoted price, plus a per-trade commission, and those figures were not disclosed in the launch coverage. Signum-powered bank services have historically priced above pure exchanges, trading convenience and a regulated wrapper for a wider margin. Customers comparing this to a self-directed exchange account should check the effective all-in rate before assuming the bank route is cheaper.